When we look into the problems that you have in building a mobile application, typically there is a lot of problems with, you know, the device, and it's the, what device am I going to run on? How am I going to support multiple code lines? What about the performance of the application? If you factor in the cloud solves a lot of those problems for you. Emotive, we call it a platform because that kind of gives people a sense of what the solution is, right? It's not a series of applications. It's a framework or an infrastructure where your applications are going to run. Typically, with development environments, you have to write in one language for the device, you know, on the client running in the browser, for example, and then another language on the server. Well, we may simplify all of that. It's not like a Objective-C and a Java. It's JavaScript and Java. So we use JavaScript throughout the entire stack. JavaScript that's running on the client, JavaScript that's running in the server, and JavaScript that's basically managing your integration.
Providing you with a single medium, a single programming environment in which you write an application that then runs across all kinds of devices.
We run on top of Azure, right? So Azure gives us massive scalability, global reach, and very, very secure.
We run our application servers in the PaaS environment, even though the application servers themselves are a complete stack of open source software. We run that in the PaaS environment because we don't have to worry about the details of the deployment. We don't have to worry about upgrading the operating systems, scaling up and scaling down. All of that is taken care of by the infrastructure, by the PaaS infrastructure. One of the nice things about Azure is that it really does have a focus on integrating kind of existing enterprise data centers with the cloud. So there are a number of features in Azure that are specifically targeted at that kind of integration. Features like Service Bus Connect and the VPN solution, trying to pull together their existing data center capabilities with the Azure cloud.
The benefit of having both a platform as a service and an infrastructure as a service is that really we have the flexibility to leverage what's already there. But you know, if we have a specific configuration that's actually not met by the platform as a service, we can drop down to the infrastructure. We can deploy our software as we need to and manage it as we need to.
There's no way we could supply the service that we supply if we were doing it all ourselves and operating it all ourselves and managing it all ourselves. So as a whole, you know, Azure is a tremendous benefit to us, and it really makes our solution possible.